A traffic stop was made Saturday night and early Sunday morning of a driver speeding that led to the arrest of a juvenile for felony eluding. According to the State Center Police Department, they caught a driver going 93 miles per hour. The driver of the vehicle also caused over $100,000 of damage to their vehicle and a memorial wall located in the State Center Rose Garden. The police department posted on social media saying, quote, "While a number of bad decisions led to this outcome, the use of seatbelts by occupants of the truck achieved the desired outcome, no loss of life. Walls can be rebuilt. Cars can be replaced. We're all lucky this driver's behavior did not result in the loss of life." They followed that post with another one yesterday, stating that they have collected all of the bricks with names and those will be moved today for evaluation. They're now asking the public to continue to avoid that area for another 24 hours. Events for the Drake Relay started this past weekend with the Drake Road Races and the Beautiful Bulldog Competition. Director of the Drake Relays, Blake Bolden, says tonight there's an event in Jordan Creek Mall.
The return of the vault at Jordan Creek. We're going to see the world's best pole vaulters. And it's worth the drive to West Des Moines. Truly, you're going to see Olympic medalists, Olympic champion, Olympic silver medalist, all competing in a incredibly unique format where you're going to be just feet away from these athletes going 17, 18, 19, and possibly even 20 feet in the air upside down over a bar.
He says this is a free event open to the public, and it all starts at 6 o'clock tonight.
So whether you're on the ground level at Jordan Creek or on the top level, you're able to get right up close and personal.
This week is full of different events centered around track and field. There will be Olympic-level athletes competing all week long down in Des Moines. You can learn more and get tickets at GoDrakeBulldogs.com. Yes, it is April, but people in Central Iowa are already thinking about July and the Central Iowa Fair. Jody Brenneman, Fair Board President, says tickets are available for Sammy Kershaw for Saturday night, July 11th.
Yeah, you can go online right now and buy your ticket. Of course, they will be available that evening at the gate, but we are very excited to have Sammy here with us to kind of conclude and wrap up our fair this year.
The doors will open at 5 o'clock, and Sierra Griggs will start around 7 as the opening act. Brenneman says people can bring their own lawn chairs for this outdoor concert.
Bring your own lawn chairs or a blanket or whatever you want to bring to sit on. We're out in the pit area. It worked out beautiful last year. We had a great time, and if it's a beautiful evening, there's nothing better than a concert outside.
The fair is set to run July 8th through the 11th.
We have a lot of our similar items that we have, like every year. We start out the fair with crowning our new queen and princess, and this will be our third year of having the annual color fun run around the racetrack.
You can learn more about the full schedule of events and get tickets at CentralIowaFairgrounds.com. The Marshalltown Area United Way is hosting their first ever duck race. People can buy ducks that'll be tossed into Lynn Creek, and the first duck to make it to the finish line is crowned the winner. Rachel Norton, events and marketing manager, shares how much the ducks cost.
So we do have a single duck for $5 or a quack pack, which is $6 for $25.
People can head to UnitedWayMarshalltown.org to order ducks today. This event is taking place on May 16th at the Emerson Bridge over Lynn Creek, right by the skate park in Marshalltown. Norton says they're still looking for a few volunteers.
We do need volunteers the day of as well. Contact me at markholm@UnitedWayMarshalltown.org or 641-752-4688.
All the money raised will be staying in Marshall County and support their partner agencies. Learn more about the United Way at UnitedWayMarshalltown.org. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying five people they say may be connected to the Sunday morning shooting near the University of Iowa. More about this shooting coming up after this.
How do you use your mower? At home or on the job? Does your mower need to mulch, edge, collect debris, or clear snow? Grasshopper does all this and so much more. Grasshopper works hard to make a mower that's comfortable to use and engineered to outperform your expectations year-round. Grasshopper mowers. Fast pace, perfect cut, sweet ride. Get your hands on a Grasshopper. Visit grasshoppermower.com/mymower.
Or visit Goose Implement in Gladbrook. It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by Helberg's Jewelers, your full-service jeweler, family-owned since 1898 in downtown Marshalltown.
7:10, welcome back. We're about 31. Coming up with our newsmakers, our guest is our police chief, Chris Jones. KFJB News continues now.
Police are asking for the public's help in identifying five people they say may be connected to the Sunday morning shooting near the University of Iowa campus that wounded five people, including three students. Iowa City Police say one of the victims is in critical condition. The other four are stable. Shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday, officers responding to a large fight in downtown Iowa City's pedestrian mall say they heard gunshots. The area has several bars and restaurants that are popular with students. Iowa City Police asked people near the crime scene for security camera footage. By mid-Sunday, the department had posted photos on Facebook of five potential suspects. A $1,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to an arrest. Governor Kim Reynolds released a statement early Sunday calling the incident a senseless act of violence. The Johnson County attorney says she'll work to bring those responsible to justice and to reinforce safety measures in downtown Iowa City. Iowa's population grew by nearly 8,000 residents last year, but a new report from an Iowa-based research group says the slow pace of that growth is a drag on the state's economic outlook. Iowa's birth rate last year was 71% below the average birth rate between 1991 and 2019. Nearly 1,000 more people moved out of Iowa in 2025 than moved in. According to the U.S. Census data, over 93% of Iowa residents over the age of 25 are high school graduates, but just over 30% of them have a college degree. Research shows Iowa struggles to keep graduates from the three state universities. Iowa's craft beer and spirits industries have been going through a rough spot that mirrors national trends. Iowa's Brewers Guild says nationally there's a 5% decline in production. While Iowa beer purchasing is down in retail, craft beer is a larger portion of that total retail. Iowa saw a revenue drop in spirits last year, and producers are sitting on a lot of supply currently. Generation Z, the newest adults, have been blamed for the decline of the alcohol industry, as studies show they're drinking less than previous generations. Communities across Iowa that want to spruce up their tree canopies can now apply for grants to buy trees to plant, and the grants will also cover other costs like mulch, tree staking and protection, and even supplemental watering. The Iowa Tree Planting Grants are available for government entities, volunteer groups, and service organizations. These are two-year grants, and organizations can get anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000. The deadline to apply is June 22nd. Recipients will be notified by July 1st.